a dissertation on Mickey Mouse. Sony was interested in Disney's children's label, the only part of Hollywood Records with any significant market share, and in return, Disney would have been a competitor with an amazing catalog representing some of the biggest artists around. Ovitz also thought the deal would enable Disney to book its recording acts into the theme parks and other venues, as well as give Disney an entree into Sony's budding video game business, exactly the kind of synergy so often extolled by Eisner. Ovitz sent Eisner a U.S. News and World Report article about the record business to help make his case, and Eisner replied with a memo disparaging the whole idea of the Sony venture. "I read the article you sent me," he wrote. "Maybe I am just reading it the way I want to, but it seems to shout out to me that the concept of building our own record company is possible. It may be more prudent than paying $5 to $10 billion at this time to us." What really struck me was the following sentence. "Of this year's 5 best-selling albums, only one comes from an artist who had a recording contract 5 years ago. This tells me the business is moving more and more to new artists and is somewhat less dependent on existing libraries. This isn't to say a library wouldn't be wonderful, but at what cost? If we can find the acts, and if we can market to the Walkman-toting Generation Xers, I think we can make our record company a success while we wait for an acquisition we can digest." As Ovitz later put it, "Michael didn't want to spend money for artists, even if I could get them for a discount. And he didn't want to do any kind of merger or acquisition. He wanted to build from within," adding at one point that, "if we could steal a company, that would be even better because I don't want to pay for it." Perhaps Ovitz's most visionary idea was for a downtown Disney venture that would have brought a National Football League franchise to a new sports arena and entertainment complex in downtown Los Angeles. He got the idea at a meeting with Imagineers, who were talking about trying to bring a downtown Disney attraction to Anaheim, similar to the one in Disney World, which features adult-oriented restaurants, theaters, and other entertainment. At the same time, Eisner had been talking about a studio tour in California to rival Universal's. Ovitz had even seen a mock-up of a monorail that would connect Anaheim and Burbank, but it seemed wildly expensive and impractical. Out of this hodgepodge of ideas, Ovitz hatched the idea to take control of that whole plot of land where the Coliseum and the sports arena is, gate it, and turn it into a sports-based attraction. And then you would have ESPN that you could tie in, and you could tie in Disney characters, as he described it. We could put all kinds of entertainment down there, but make it a safe kind of Disney experience for the family and build it around sports. The Imagineers did drawings and a model, a phenomenal design for downtown. It would have stimulated hundreds and hundreds of jobs. It would have revitalized that whole area. Eisner was initially enthusiastic, or, again, so Ovitz thought. He began meeting with NFL representatives and owners of various teams, including the Seattle Seahawks and the Carolina Panthers. The NFL was enthusiastic, as was the L.A. City Council. But Litvak was opposed to the idea, and then Eisner, for some reason, turned off to the downtown Disney idea. Besides overseeing the recording and publishing businesses, Ovitz assumed he would be in charge of ABC.